morning, everybody. Welcome to the Mission of My Tears satsang tonight. We just eventually connected to the room. And as everybody knows, we are going to be in celebrating the Feast of Tabernacle for more than a week. And this is the last night we're going to be together, right? And hopefully you all enjoyed being here. And you all enjoyed in the internet. Tonight, usually, we are going to have a talent night. It means that anybody who has any talent in the mission, they can come and present themselves here in the mission. Or if somebody has a talent in the internet, you're welcome to raise your hand. If you can play, of course, we had a brother in France. He played for us the harmonica, but of course he's here tonight. Do you have the harmonica with you? Great, great. And he did it through the internet right from France. So if you play an instrument, if you're a good singer, if you have a devotional thing, or you can do any kind of the thing that we can hear it, you're welcome to raise your hand and come into the mic and let us know what kind of the talents you have. But I think some talents is here being prepared for tonight, don't they? So we were going to have that. And if the talented people are ready, we can go for it. So we are having the microphone here to the announcer and talented people.
Salam Maitreya.
Salam.
And everyone. Talent in the dictionary says natural ability. I would like to take the opportunity to...
Can you hear me? Here? No? Okay,
can I get closer? Okay. Talent is described in the dictionary as natural ability. No. No sound.
Okay, let me see, maybe... Am I blocking her? No. I should get out of the mic. Okay. All right, go ahead now.
Salam Maitreya. Everyone.
Okay, now. Does it sound okay?
Okay, great. Salam. Again, talent is described in the dictionary as natural ability. So I would just like to take the natural ability of reading something from Tho. And since there is so much in here, I didn't know what to pick. I thought I would ask you to give me a page number. From 2 to 602. Give me any number of any page, and I'll just open it up. 265, okay. 265.
Nothing else.
That's funny.
That's good one, huh?
266.
You see, I know all the numbers of the door in my brain. I know where to go.
this is the introduction to readings, the Quran. It says the book Readings, the Quran, contains many essays on many verses of the Quran. Quran means readings. These essays clarify many points in the Quran. Would you like to give me another page?
Let's see. It sounds like they don't have sound yet.
There's no sound.
No. Is that right? Did you have the sound? Okay, she says it. But Radha is saying I don't have sound.
She said sound problems all day.
With my
eyes.
And nobody else says that they have sound though. But you have sound. Yes. All right, great, okay. Any number? Do I have to choose all the numbers?
Just
another one. 567.
777, it's not in here. Oh, wait a minute. No, up to 600 and...
666.
No, up to 608, and no further.
It was 555.
555.
How about 444?
Which one?
444. That's the number of manifestations.
Okay. The left side or the right side of the page?
That's the 444 page.
Okay. This is tablet 5. Okay. Contribution of each class in society.
Oh, that's
great. I read this today.
Did you?
Okay. Yes, this is good.
Well, is it related to second seal?
It's relating, yes, to the Shudras, Kshatriyas, Vipras, Vaishyas, and Brahmins. Okay. I don't want to take up a whole lot of time and read the whole page, but I'd like
whatever,
to read.
Whatever you want to read, whatever you want.
Okay.
Okay.
The Brahmins. The spiritualist, those who are more interested in the laws of the Lord than the laws of men. They are different than intellectual spiritualists, so they are familiar with those laws. The good trends, they seek God rather than attachment to the material world, Maya. They pursue a simple life and therefore are not burdensome on nature. They are comforters for many as a symbol of the champion of God. They are the holy men.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And a lot of truth. Should I announce you, or you can announce yourself? You want me to announce you? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay, let me do that. Can you hear me? Is the sound going through? That's a good microphone.
Very good.
Yeah, well, now we have our person that we talked about having the harmonica. Now he's not in France right now. He's right with us. So he's going to go ahead and play some harmonica for us. Go ahead, Ishvara. This is your Kundalini, doesn't it? Just surfing the story going, hello, coming up.
I had the good fortune of writing this poem while Ishvara was playing the harmonica for an hour in the backyard. So that was...
You wrote that while you were doing that?
Yes.
You don't have to get too close, okay. Sound man. Okay.
This poem is called the Ego Poem. Ego, go. Don't want to follow where you lead. Life is much more than dead ends and greed. fulfill a desire you offer, no harm will be done. But you never mention the desires to come. For when one is completed, you want to seek more. A never-ending cycle exists. That's for sure. You throw your treasures my way, hoping to get me to stay. I have to sincerely tell you, no way. Thanks God for Maitreya, who beckons us higher, showing us clearly that you are a liar. You didn't fulfill, you kill. You don't give love, God does. Listen to me, you ego trip, the EDP will cast out your grip. You, dear ego, are meant to transform, moving upward, Godward, out from the storm. You are under illusion, God is your master. This final desire is the one you are after. And in conclusion, the name was changed to the Godly poem.
If you can say those words, you can become
it. That's what my focus is.
Because if you can say this word, that comes from your spirit.
It's much more
and you can become it.
To become.
If you can become your words, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Good. You can just dance and just let it go and go higher and jump, and that is when you go with the spirit.
Secret knowledge.
Yes.
Bravo.
Well, that's a hard act to follow. Well, I don't know if this is a talent, but I'm just going to tell a story, a very short story. There was once a man or person who asked a yogi about heaven and hell. And the yogi said, well, heaven and hell are not places. They're states of consciousness. And the man said, I just don't understand what you mean by that. I've always heard about heaven and hell. And the yogi said, well, I can tell you a story. Maybe you can understand it better. The yogi said, hell is likened unto a place where there's a great banquet table. And on this banquet table, there's all the food you could ever imagine. Everything in the universe that the people had. The room was glorious. The table was never ending. And the people were all sitting around the table. Only the people were starving in front of this whole banquet. The reason is, and their faces were drawn, and they scratched their faces, and they gnawed in pain for hunger. The reason is, they had to eat their meals with 3-foot-long spoons. And when they tried to take the spoon to the mouth, it couldn't work. It wouldn't work, and they were starving. And they were blaming God and cursing God. The yogi said, heaven looks just the same. There's this beautiful banquet table with all the glorious food and all the bounty that God could give us. The people at this table are enjoying. They're happy, they're loving, they're well fed. And they have 3-foot-long spoons. And the yogi asked the man, do you know the difference between heaven and hell? And the man scratches his head and he says, no, yogi, I don't. I still don't understand. The yogi said, in hell, they are trying to only feed themselves. In heaven, they use the spoons to feed each other.
Boy, that's pretty. Cool. That's beautiful. Wow. Wow. Who can top that? I guess God can. Anyone else? That's it? You have something for us? No?
Last one.
Do you know? All right. Okay, go ahead. Celebrate this feast with 100,000 talented people and great orchestra and wonderful singing and storytellers, and all religions come together, one part American Indian sing and dance, another part Indians say Hare Krishna and all these mantras, and Muslims do the prayer and learn to enjoy the music there, and the Christian and Jews all realize that indeed there is only one God, and all sent by the same Spirit. And we all can come together as one. I don't know if they can hear me in the internet or not. Can they hear me? Or I forgot all about headsets. I hate headsets. But it's
That's all right. Do I need this, or that's enough?
It's on that mic. No.
Do I need this? No.
Yes.
I do need it?
Yes.
I do need it. Okay. So we were talking about how hopefully one day God will teach whole humanity that they are one and there is only one God for all of them. And He is the most logical thing in the universe. He's not illogical, he's not emotional, like most of the religious people or followers of the religious, that they're killing each other because they are misunderstanding God and His ways. Now, of course, we can see they don't need to do that. If there is any talented person in the internet, you are welcome to raise your hand. Are we done here? Finished? And we don't have anybody here anymore for talent. Sarahji is talented. She wants to do some talenting. No, you raise your hand. Okay.
Jesus says he likes to play the flute, but he doesn't know that. He says to use the control alt and play the flute is hard, you know, to hold the control alt.
He doesn't have to flute control. You can click on the microphone, and that's going to stay on, and you can just do it. Who is this? Is it Sipas is going to play? Okay. Yes, Sipas, you don't need to hold the control. Just click on the, I guess she didn't say the same thing for, you know, in the PM. Okay, I'll take the mic off, and you go ahead and try. That was beautiful, Sipas. That was fantastic. That was beautiful. Yeah, that is South American music. I've heard that people, they come from South America, and they are in, sometimes they come to in a, what's that place that they have a state fair, and they play and they sell their music down there, very similar to what it played. I bet that is kind of a flute that they run, had 8, 9 from short to long, and that's how you play it with the thing. That's beautiful. That was fantastic. That's very pretty. We do have a lot of beautiful, talented people in the mission, and that was a beautiful talent show you guys presented. And we hope that, you know, one day we all can have a great orchestra together and can, you know, that Harim Shari Hang is really, people can go crazy with it. They really let go of and let, you know, dance and sing and just don't worry about who look at you or doesn't. What is it?
Sifa says, do you want another one?
Do you guys want another one?
Sure.
Sure, Sifas. Go ahead. Go ahead, and we are going to be listening to you. Wonderful. Wonderful sequence. Now, it sounds like a soaring of an eagle when you play that with the flute. And do you know that the flute is one of the most spiritual instrument? And Krishna plays flute. And the higher consciousness you can hear is flute. It is so beautiful that if you're not careful, you can go crazy. You know, it's good because that's the only thing you want to follow. You don't want to have nothing to do with this world anymore. It's so beautiful, flute. And it's very a spiritual instrument, and American Indians use it a lot. And usually when they play it, it's kind of it's emanating the soaring of an eagle, you know, in the sky. And it's beautiful. God's blessing. And may you let God come through you when you play flute, and then you can see who is the best flute player, best harmonic player, best storyteller, best poem and reader, and then you can all become perfect. And then anybody wants to listen to the music, they say, let's go to the Mission of Maitreya. They have the best musician, best storyteller, best reader, best poem, and harmonic player. That's how we become perfect in everything we do. If we let God come through us in whatever we do, no matter what it is, make it godly. You know, Muslims consider music as not good. It kind of relaxes you too much, and it makes you not become effective person. So, but Indians got it correctly. They said, no, if you make it godly, it's okay. That's why in Indian music, they have a wonderful explanation of what it is. There's a foreground music that you listen to it. Okay. Just like a Maya, it's beautiful, it relaxes you with Maya. But if you know Indian music, it's a background music. It is constant. It doesn't do anything else but just go bang, 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 bang. If the next time you listen to a good Indian, what is an Indian musician?
Ravi Shankar.
If you listen to his music, there's a background music that it goes constant. And that is what represents God. With all the things happening in front of you, there's a consistency and constant, you know, sound that is the Son of God. But you cannot hear it. If you consider in the foreground music of Indian, you cannot hear that background music. You have to know, yes, there is a background music, and concentrate on that. When you concentrate, then you can hear it very, very, very subtly. Behind all this, you know, foreground music, it's going one constant, you know, sound going on. So they said, it's okay, you can listen to music, but spiritualize it, you know. That's what God is not saying anybody to do anything they want to, as far as it is spiritualized, you know. If you spiritualize it, God blesses for you and you can enjoy it, you know. Anything that in life is enjoyable, you can spiritualize it, you know. And when you can make it godly, of course it's blessed. So even music can become godly. And so if we all realize that we can spiritualize whatever we do, then everything is fine, according to God's way. He's not saying don't enjoy life. He doesn't say don't, you know, suffer for in life. Of course you can if you want to, but why? Just spiritualize it. Create, you know, comings of life. Let pure, you know, couples marry each other and have children, and an environment that, you know, they can, you know, feed each other with the big long spoons so they don't starve to death. Or, you know, become and realize, you know, their wants and desires, just like Kyosho said, is no good. You know, that's it, the liar who's lying to you and telling you, yeah, do this, you do this, that, but it isn't going to get you anywhere. So we are not against anything in this mission. We just say spiritualize it. See what God said about that enjoyment that you're enjoying it. You're enjoying playing music? Spiritualize it. Make it godly. Play Hari Om Shri Hang. And suddenly, if you played in Hari Sharam in a... in what?
Airport
or in a bazaar or in a market, and suddenly everybody start dancing with it, and you know, then you can tell, hey, there's a word go with this music. You can sing Hari Om Shri Hang, Om Nam Kevalam, or you say that, just do the theme. If you don't sing and just do the rhythm, you can see it just like it is hitting your kundalini. Each word, Hari Om Shri Hang, Om Nam Kevalam, is hitting your kundalini. Hey, wake up, come on, wake up. And the kundalini is asleep, is like a sleeping serpent. He says, what, I don't want to wake up. No, wake up, come on. No, just like waking up Isaac in the morning. Impossible. I was just dragging, put a wet towel over his face and said, no, you have to wake up. You know, and the continuous evangelist says, oh, okay, what is that? Oh, that's a pretty music, they dance with it. Just like that serpents in India, they make him come out of the basket, you know, that cobra, you know, and exactly the same. The continuous starts raising and opening your chakras, and you enjoy, you know, seeing that, yeah, there is an energy that has been latent in me, and I've never, you know, knew that. You know. Or when you are get initiated and you know the energy that is in you, you can stay with it all the time. You can hear it, you can be with it, you can talk, you can walk, you can do, go to the office, but at the same time, you know, God is with you. He never leaves you. It is, you know, a little God in every person. Okay, that it never leaves you. It never abandoned you. But we have forgotten it. You can't hear it anymore, you know. Now when you get initiated, you say, oh yeah, there it is. I heard it, I know it is there. And you eventually, when you can hear it very loudly, actually sometimes the people that have been initiated before, they even didn't know about it, and suddenly this huge sound comes to them, and they were wondering what it is, you know. Run after to me and say, what was that? That's it. The spirit within you. That is the essence that every atom in the creation have that pulsation. If you look at the fetus, is the pulsation in fetus? No. Or, you know, in the womb of the mother, especially in the beginning, you know, that is the word, that is the creative force that is forming that fetus. You say, how is it possible? You know, a fetus, a little of nothing in the universe, still have the attention of God, you know, within. So, if he is so concerned for the fetus that even doesn't have soul in it yet, just imagine how concerned he is for each of us, for every man and woman in the universe. So we all have God with us and is in us. And this is the thing human have to understand, to realize the goal of the life is to become divine, become godly. Okay. Of course, now they're fighting with the nail and teeth not to be godly. They do everything, and every intellectual thing is accepted. But godly things, of course, we can't blame them in a way, because the religions all have been so diluted and so emotional and so destructive that intellectuals have absolutely have nothing to do with it. It doesn't make sense to them. No. But you should. You know. If you are even intellectual, you know, you should see the logic behind this revelation and God and how scientific it is. You know, just he created the universe and it took him 500 years before he created the first element in the universe. The light element that they came and created the, you know, super duper, you know, galaxies. Super galaxy, 100 times bigger than the galaxy we have now. Taking around 3.5 billion years to perfect those huge, you know, galaxies. And then they become warp star, and in those galaxies, the highest element was created was iron. We didn't have heavier, you know, elements in the universe. And then supernovas happened. Huge. Super-duper supernovas happen. And then, you know, he created the rest of the elements in the universe. He was thinking, he was planning. Do we need this element, we need that element, we have to create this heavier element. And then he came up with all the elements he needed. Then, again, he created the smaller, you know, galaxies and the suns. Even in our own galaxy, there are billions of suns like the one we have. And then he created the planets. Of course, they didn't know there is any planets in the universe until a couple of years ago. They started finding these planets. Yeah, there are. Actually, they are finding, even in our solar system, I mean, in our galaxy, there are 10,000 suns that have exactly the same way. It has the same, what do you call it, system as our solar system has. So is it possible there are also others, Earths there? After we're done with this Earth, we have to go there and create the kingdom of heaven in those Earths. So the possibility as life is out there is more, you're realizing, than it is not. Would he only be concerned for only this planet, or he will be concerned with all the planets that they might have find life in them? So we can see, if it takes him 3.7 billion years to create this universe, and humanity has been here only what, around 3-4 million. The period we have been here is just a speck in compared with the, you know, creation, and then. We can we complain that mission is not going fast enough. It takes time, it takes energy, it takes a long time. So after you know about the creation, you start creating patience. So okay, if it created 13.7 billion to get to this point, really, we're talking about them, even not in a speck, you know, the amount of the time that this mission has been on Earth. Of course, humans have the ability to accelerate this process, no doubt about it. We have the ability to accelerate it the sooner we understand this realization and realize that this is a logical explanation of God and what he was doing, and not create an emotional religion that would create suffering for everyone. So, God is a logical God. God is not emotional. He meditates on his emotion. He meditates on his desires and wants and fears and everything he has, and eventually get to the bottom of him. So what do we fear for? Why are we afraid of anything? You know, if God takes so many times and he has been after creation to create all these elements and going through these to come to us, would he abandon his mission? Would he abandon his revelation to humanity? No. This revelation is going to manifest. There's no question about it. No matter how many people come to our room and yell, you know, say crazy things, you know, which is really, it's bad for them. It's not going to affect us. You know, it's going to become like a boomerang. That's a good thing about not, hopefully, not having a big ego. You know, the smaller ego, the less people can throw at you, you know, cyber bad word or whatever. It goes back right to them. That's what Christ said, forgive them, you know, they don't know what they do. But that's okay, they can do. But if they realize, you know, what the fantasies have come to them, they will stop doing that and stop understanding your teachings. So we don't have to worry about a thing here. The only thing we have to do is to learn how to work with each other. And of course, they also, the good news today, we heard from a brother that Baha'i people eventually confessed and accepted that, you know, Bab did not choose Baha'u'llah as his successor. You know, there was a belief that he did, but we knew that. We have talked about it before, that it was not the case, and now they saying themselves that we were correct and they did not. I hope little by little they say, yeah, you're correct in this, you're correct in that, you're correct in this one, you're correct in that one. If I usually say, hey, you are correct, let's go for this teaching. Actually, God says after Baha'i revelation, Bab and Baha'i, there's going to be a short time that the last revelation will come. So there is no way that revelation that came and the Bab and Baha'u'llah is going to last for 1,000 years. And therefore, we can see that there's a question I'm going to get into it after I'm going to explain this a little bit more. Because God says it's going to take only a very short period of time that this revelation will come. A short period of time was 200 years, and that is the only dispensation for Bab and Baha'i teaching. And actually, it sounds like it gets accelerated. After Christ came, it took 600 years for Muhammad to come. After Muhammad, of course, it takes 1,400 years for Bab and Baha'i to come. And then it took only 200 years for Baba to come, and took only, 30 years, 40 years that this revelation came. Of course, Baba's revelation and this revelation is the two result of the five step eternally going back. So it makes sense. So just two results came so fast. Anyway, so we can see that they are correct and they are realizing what is happening in the truth of matter in the world. Okay, we have a question. Judaism, Christianity.
He's left the room.
Is that your question?
No, he's left the room.
Oh, he has left the room. Okay, when people ask questions and they leave the room, we don't answer them. You know, unless somebody wants me to answer, the question is Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, believe in one God? What do Hindus and Buddhists believe in? What form does their God or their Creator take form? We have answered this question before. In the highest level of Hinduism and Buddhism, they also believe in one God. You know, they believe in Brahma, they believe in Atman. Actually, the whole goal of Hinduism is the Atman, that your essence and God's essence are one. Okay? But in Hinduism is so expanded and so accepting that they accepted the people who also worship different spirit in the creation. So some people say, these trees I believe is God, so I worship him. They say, okay, sure, go ahead. Worship that tree is God for you. Somebody made a statue and made, you know, a statue worshiping has been all through history. It's not only the Hindus did that, you know, in the time of Abraham, there was people who were worshiping a statue. You know their story, what Abraham did, you know. They were worshiping this statue, and one day they went for a big celebration out of town, and Abraham took a hammer and broke all the small gods and put the hammer at the end of the big one. And the people came in and saw that all their statues are broken. So they knew who did it. So they brought Abraham and said, you know, you did it. He said, no, I didn't do it. The big guy got angry and just destroyed the rest of them. And they said, but he cannot move. He cannot do anything. He said, why do we worship them then if he cannot do any of these? Of course, they threw him out of the town. And that's why Bible says he had to leave the town and go somewhere else. He couldn't stay anymore there. So we can see a statue worshiping. You know, a statue worship is not there. Some people worship themselves. Some people worship the, you know, musician and celebrities. Or some worship many, many things. So still humanity is worshiping a lot of other things but God, but that essence which, you know, formless, invisible, nameless, eternal. So there are a lot of gods that is worshiped all over, but the highest level is the essence of God, which is formless, invisible, nameless, eternal, and it is in each of us. That is the highest God worshipping. That's what Christ said. You know, that woman told him that our leaders, you know, built this temple, and we worship in this mountain, but the Jews said we should go to Jerusalem and worship in Jerusalem. And Christ said, the time will come that you neither worship God in these mountains nor in Jerusalem, but in your spirit. How do you worship in a spirit? By closing your eyes. The moment you close your eyes, you are in the temple of your body, and you are worshiping God in a spirit. Therefore, really worshiping God in a spirit is meditation. Okay, that's the only place you have to go. You don't have to go to Sunday school or to temples or this and that. You already have the temple to go in and worship. If there is a community center or a temple, those are for gathering and putting your efforts and energies together so you can accomplish greater things. But the only place you have really worship God is within yourself. And that is actually the teaching of the Hinduism too. Hinduism says meditate, awaken your spiritual forces. Okay, and that is when the greatest worshiping occurs. So we can see that even Hindus in higher levels saying there is only one God. There is not 2, 3, 10, 100. But of course they have allowed those people, they don't worship God in the highest, to, you know, be in the delusion and illusion and left them alone and accept them as a part of Hinduism. But the real Hinduism, the original one, was based on the essence, Atman and Atman. So we can see even Hinduism should eventually forget about all those gods and realize that God is your essence. Judaism and Christianity and Islam and Baha'i also, they have to realize God is formless, nameless, and invisible. It's not God Jehovah, it's not God Yahweh, it's not God Yeshua is not called Allah, is not called Jesus. It doesn't have a name. You know, then the Moses asked him, what's your name? Did he say, hey, my name is Joe? No. He said, I am that I am. They don't have a name. But of course, Hebrews insisted they should have a name. You know, by God, because the neighbor had a name for the God. So it said, okay, this is my name. But you cannot pronounce it, okay? It's within you. The moment you pronounce it, it's going to be corrupted. But they didn't listen. They pronounced it in the beginning. They even were stoned. If you would try to see the to say the word outwardly, because you're going to corrupt it, the Hebrews would be stoned for doing that. Maybe we should have a law like that here, huh? if you say the word outwardly, you know. No, actually, if you do that, actually, really, the initiation doesn't mean nothing. If you do not meditate, practice, can hear the word and progress. Okay, doesn't mean nothing if I give you all the five initiation, but you do not practice them, you do not progress and become more godly and get rid of your ego and all the things related to it. You know, so, but it does help you and affect you and make you progress if you really meditate and hear the word and be with the word and be with the God and see your problems and put it in the light. Okay, you will progress. You have no choice. So meditation alone and initiation alone by itself doesn't help you. It is you who should really practice it, understand it, and then you will get help. So I'm just showing the way. You are the person who has to walk it. You know, this is the growing time for humanity to, you know, they become mature. You know, if a powerful Messiah comes and does it for us, have we learned our lesson? What happened to those children that they have very rich, powerful parents and they do everything for them? We call them what? Spoiled brats. What does that mean? Mean they didn't grow up, you know? And that's exactly what happened. If the powerful Messiah comes and do it for us, we will become a spoiled brats. Okay. So this is time to do it ourselves, to meditate, awaken the spiritual process, hear the word, be with the word, be all the time. Remember when you go to work, when you drive, when you stop listening to the radio and music, listen to the word within. Oh, it's okay once in a while, listen to the music, you know, that's fine. I'm not saying don't absolutely, you know, forget about, you know, everything else, but practice that. Practice to hear the word more often, you know, in your life. And then after a while, you know, the moment something came, some problem or something you want to make decision, go to the word. That decision, He will reveal to you what the best answer for that situation is. Okay, so you, God is with you. God, I'm really putting in you a little God that you can be relating to it all the time, and He will help you, no doubt about that. You know. But you have to practice it. You have to hear it often. You have to do the job, the work. So, you can see anybody in this mission has the highest truth and grip of the reality on earth. And hopefully many people see this more and more clear and they come to it to become an effective person and reach out in any way they can and become a Paravipra. We have 144,000. There is two part of this mission. There's 144,000 Paraviprasas and the teachers and the leaders, and we have a couple of million people that support this 144,000. There's two groups that we're looking for supporters, for leaders, teachers. That is what everybody should consider. Which one are you? Are you a teacher or a supporter? If we can have this, we can shake this world in this foundation, and eventually let humanity knows where they are going is destruction. Nobody's going to win, because God is not with anybody else but us. No one, no matter how much they talk about it, about peace, that is the last war. If we do this, we're going to be peace. We are powerful, we can do it. I'm sorry, God doesn't say that. God says differently. God says His kingdom should come and through His ways. So there is no other way. That is the only way to do it. Sorry, it sounds like egoistical, but it's no ego there. Just like what Christ said, I'm the only way. There is no other way but the Christ. And I'm saying to humanity, there is no other way. You can try. Let's see if they succeed. I don't think so. That's why when I see the news, it's laughable to me. That I see, they say, yes, we are going to do it. We are going to be people that are going to bring peace. We are going to be the people that are going to bring, you know, new order of whatever, you know. It's not going to happen. So whenever you listen to the news, just remember, that is not the latest news. The latest news is in the mission of Maitreya, in our teaching. And that is how humanity can come together. But we can wait, as you said, it took 13 billion years for God to do and bring this universe together and us here. How big is a couple of 100 years or 50 years or 60 years or whatever it's going to take to bring this teaching to humanity? I truly believe in that, and I truly believe that they should start listening to God and His ways and bring the kingdom of God to earth. But it will come. More people are going to see that there is no other way, and they will realize whatever they are doing is going to backfire more and more. But the truth is, God said His kingdom will come. And whenever He says it will come, it will come. So, our salvation is absolute realization. God said He's going to do it, and He will do it. Any questions? Do you guys enjoy the feast? Was it the best feast ever? Yeah? Or there was better feast before? How did you guys like the new format? Okay. Can you everybody hear me? Shifa says it doesn't have any sound. Is it our sound or is it his problem? Can you hear me? Oh yeah, okay. All right. Sifas, it sounds like you want to talk to him, Shirin, tell him that it is his problem, really. There is sound here, okay. Yeah, God is okay. So we have sound. And again, thanks for all the wonderful people that helped the mission to succeed and come together. And of course, when I see the mission gets done, that is when my best joy comes in and see that people are doing the great things. And I think they have wonderful people in the mission. They're very, very good people, very good, you know, godly people. And I pray that we get even more of them and more people come. And we have teachers all over the world. We can send them and support them, so they don't have to worry about their physiological and safety needs, so they can concentrate on God and reveal the revelation of God to humanity. And if there is anything else you guys want to share with me, go ahead. Questions? Suggestions? Anything?
Gratitude.
You're welcome, and God is wonderful that can bring us such a beautiful, you know, understanding. You know. That's fantastic to have no questions. It's fantastic that everything is explained to us. You know. It's fantastic to know what God was doing. And you're not as confused as other religions. You know? And I thank God that He chose me to do this, and I appreciate that. But also you have to thank God that He chose you guys to hear it as the first level of God's revelation. And all the humanity should thank God that it's here for them to also realize this beauty. So I leave all you guys to God and wish you all good year and God year. And you all know where my email is and how to contact me. And if you can even get an escape on the phone, that Ishvara can show you where you can get it. You can call me and then talk to me right on the internet, you know, with the escape, and can have connection with me right there. So there's all the tools that have been created for us to be in touch, and those, of course, with the will of God, that we're going to be closer to me, and we can work together as close as possible. That piece of paper is still connected to my hand. Doesn't want to go away. I guess I covered everything, so I don't need that anymore. So, be with God, and be good. What is that? But it could be, okay, alright. Okay, and I finished the satsang here, and I wish you guys have a good day tomorrow, and go with Harim Sharihan. Just let go of any ego or fear of somebody looking or not. Just dance with it. Get to the spirit of it. If you go all over the room, just go. Don't worry, you know, at all. Don't be rigid about it at all. Just take over. Yeah. And then, you know, you reach a point you just don't want to stop. You just want to go on and on and on. And mission has so many aspects in it that I don't think anybody in the world can say they are not satisfied that it's been put one part of it. And they should just love that part and understand the teachings.